Much like KRCC's coverage area, the 719 area code stretches across the entire southeastern part of Colorado. And it turns out that the rural community of Avondale, about 20 minutes east of Pueblo, that's pretty darn close to the center of that big area. So KRCC's Mike Purcell decided to take you on an audio trip to the heart of the 719.
At the small Avondale post office, a worker is about to leave for lunch. She stops to call a friend who she says is the perfect person to talk about Avondale. Not long after, Joyce Holmes shows up. The 80-something-year-old points to her car and says, "Get in. I'll show you around."
I'm a nurse practitioner, and I work for the school district, so I've raised half of the kids in this community.
Oh, wow.
Holmes has lived in this rural farming community for 66 years.
Everybody helps everybody else. You can't find a community where they care more about each other. It's amazing.
We drive a short distance.
Now, there's the St. Vrain Cemetery has a lot of the old founders, and they're mostly Hispanic.
It's a graveyard with dozens of headstones, some decorated with American flags and brightly colored artificial flowers.
We'll park here and you can just walk around a little bit.
That'd be great, yeah.
The people that originally lived in Avondale were more affluent than those that live here today. Since the Army Depot closed and the steel mill phased down, a lot of these people have either passed or moved to Pueblo. A lot of them because of health issues. We're sure. Pretty far from doctors. We do have the Avondale Health Center, but there's only a doctor here like twice a week.
Holmes says it's not just the older generation who's moved away. Some of the children who grew up on area farms have too.
The kids have moved on to bigger and better things. Most of them were very successful because they had good work ethics and they were good Christians and what have you. They didn't want to be farmers.
Our next stop is the Avondale Veterans Memorial Park. Inside the gate, there's multiple memorials to local veterans, including a black granite tribute wall with hundreds of names and a mural remembering those missing in action and prisoners of war. Holmes says the community works hard to sustain this park. They applied for a Great Outdoors Colorado grant.
We got $10,000. We did all of this. And a very good friend of ours who passed away 2 years ago at age 100, she gave us $10,000 because she loved veterans.
The county commissioner suggested they use that as a match to request another grant, and they got it. They used it for a decorative fence honoring the different branches of the military service.
We were going to buy the benches and the tables. The community said, no, we want to donate them.
On my way out of town, I stopped at the Avondale Community Center. That's where I met Maya Gallegos, who leads a youth program there.
Did you know Avondale is kind of like the center of the 719 area code?
I honestly didn't. I knew it was a part of it, but I never knew that it was the center of it.
And you were actually born here, right?
Yeah.
So if you had to tell the world what you think is the most amazing thing about Southern Colorado?
I definitely say family, of course. I think just main thing, community. I feel like we all show up for each other when we need it.
For Holmes, it's a statement that rings true for the center of the 719.
That's what the community always has been, a caring community. So you move here, you become caring, whether you want to or not.
Holmes says if Avondale is the center of the 719 area code, she hopes the friendly, tight-knit community vibe here radiates out into the rest of the 719. From Avondale, close to the center of the 719, I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.